Next up, here is our field mole, Desiree Helgers, with voices from the Quinault Indian Nation's Shared Waters, Shared Values March and Rally from this past Saturday. The event brought together a native canoe flotilla and non-native kayaktivists in a show of resistance to the proposed expansion of an existing oil terminal in Grays Harbor.
This past Friday, July 8th, the Quinault Indian Nation hosted an intertribal canoe and fishing boat flotilla and water blessing as part of a broader campaign of resistance against the proposed expansion of the existing Westway oil terminal in Grays Harbor. A kayak flotilla of non-native allies was on hand by invitation of the Quinault tribe to accompany the tribal flotilla. As the tribal canoes took to the water, non-native kayaktivists, with logistical support from the Vashon Island-based Backbone Campaign and the Mosquito Fleet, talked through the logistics for the day's events.
Hi, Graham, I'm with the Mosquito Fleet. We'll have some safeties in the water. We'll have one at the front, two on the sides, one in the rear. We're going to have that boat down there that's the keel that has a stand-up the oil train. Flyers inside, it's actually floating in the water. That'll be our medical boat for the day. We'll be in the rear at all times unless there's an emergency. Coastal Sailors canoes are almost all, they're all in the water and they're all getting in their boats. So,
yeah, so if you
don't
want
to make them wait,
it's
time for us to do it.
As the tribal canoes and fishing boats docked in downtown Hoquiam, kayaktivists, still on the water, worked to raise a banner that read, Shared Waters, Shared Values, in keeping with the theme of the day set by the Quinault Nation.
Okay, we're supposed to keep the rope in front of us.
Okay, keep going.
More, we need to move it one more over.
Which way?
This way. Left.
Ready?
Is all the banner all the way rolled out?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
That doesn't need to go over.
Try to pull the backs of the kayaks together.
Yep. We got it. Hang on to the...
After we docked, I spoke with Quinault fisherman Junior Goodell.
Shared waters, shared values message. I mean, that's really what I find the most interesting about this and the most... most gratifying, the shared values. Like right here, we have a tribal fishing boat. Right across the way, we have a recreational fishing boat. So it's been very good to see, you know, the non-tribal and the tribal communities really come together for one cause. You know, here to march on City Hall and tell our leadership that, you know, oil is it's very risky and the risk is very serious to our future and our water and our natural resources.
The rally in front of Hoquiam City Hall was led by Fawn Sharp, who's serving her fourth term as the president of the Quinault Indian Nation and is also vice president of the National Congress of American Indian.
Who stands against oil?
All right.
On behalf of the Quinault Indian Nation, I first of all want to take the opportunity to thank everyone for being here. We anticipated 400 to 600, and I think we have a little more than that. So let's give everyone a round of applause. We honor all lives. Every life is precious. That's one of our values. Not only the life of the average human being, the life of all things natural, all animals, all plants, all life, the Creator intended us to be stewards of our land, intended us to have mutual respect, to respect our values in each other. As you can see from those standing, we've got the mayor of Hoquiam. Let's recognize her and give her a round of applause for joining us. Tribal nations with us. The Lummi. We have the Kluyutes joining us. And we have the Macaw joining us. Last year we saw tribal unity and tribal strength take down Cherry Point. And we see it across the country. Not only are tribal citizens taking a stand, but those non-Indian citizens that share our values and share our waters, you've stood strong with us, and we thank you for that, too. Now, we're at a critical place here in Grace Harbor. A decision is going to be made soon. The future of this harbor is going to go in one direction or the other. We need it to go in the direction of no crude oil in Grace Harbor. When you think about what's at stake at Quinault, you know, we commissioned an economic study. And about 10,000 jobs are at risk and being jeopardized. 700 tribal fishermen. Do we have our fishermen here? And about 3,200 non-tribal fishermen. Do we have non-tribal fishermen here? And about 4,000 jobs that are tourism related and tourism based. Who all here supports tourism in Grace Harbor? Industries compromised, but the general health and welfare of all citizens would be compromised by this decision. You know, our ancestors gave up so much in signing the treaties. They wanted to ensure that our generation, and we are the seventh generation since the Quinault Treaty was signed in the 1800s. This generation is the generation that was secured by treaty. And it's this generation that is going to stand on our treaty to ensure seven generations in the future. Junior at one point said the salmon deserve to be in healthy systems, healthy waters. They cannot get out of the water and fight for themselves. It's up to us to take a stand for that precious salmon and that precious resource. So we are the voice not only of future generations of our citizens, we are the voice of future generations of an abundance of salmon that we want to ensure will always remain in Grace Harbor. No oil company, domestic or foreign, will ever be in a position to compromise and destroy that resource that God the Creator intended for us to enjoy, for us to protect, and for us to long stand by. When we think about our future generations and our young children, they have so much to learn and to honor and to respect. And when they see the average citizen, the average adult take the stand that we take today, we're teaching them something very valuable. And we want to ensure that we continue to teach those future generations the values. As I said, when we came in, not only are we sharing the waters and sharing the values today, but we are honoring our ancestors. We are honoring those ancestors that from the beginning of time paddled and fished in these waters. I'm happy to yield the floor and yield the microphone to Nicholas Lewis, representing the Lummi Indian Business Council. Lewis.
We're truly proud to be here and stand with you guys. Now, in Lummi, that recently we had our own fight against the coal terminal at Cherry Point. Because of allies and people that supported us, like the Quinaults, the Quileutes, the Macaws, non-tribals as well, the environmental, everybody stood with us. And because of that, we were able to beat the coal industry and say, not in our home. And that's exactly what we're going to do. People are not going to sell our soul for that dirty dollar any longer. And it's time that we stand together like we are today and in the future, because the threat's not ever going to be over. As long as these people have corporate interests to pat in their pockets and destroy the environment, they're going to be attacking any way they can. And it's because of all of you that we're here today that we can say no more. You guys will not get away with it, not in our home, not in our community. As Juan said, we're going to be here. You know, we have seven generations we're looking out for. That seven generations is going to come up, and they're going to be looking out for the next seven generations. We've been doing this since time immemorial. We were born here, and we're going to die here. And we want but leave it as beautiful for our kids as it was for our ancestors that left it to us all.
Thank you.
And thank you for having me.
The next speaker, I'd like to introduce Larry Thevick.
No!
Larry is the vice president of the Washington Dungeness Crab Fishermen's Association. And I'm very happy to say that, you know, when Quinault stood about 3 years ago, close to 4 years ago, Larry was an early and strong ally of ours. Back then, we could foretell the tragedy that would unfold over the course of the next 4 years with oil terrain derailments. And we had a strategy session on our very first meetings at the Quinault Nation, and we invited folks, and Larry happily accepted the invitation way back then and has stood strong with us from day one ever since.
According to the University of Washington report, marine resource dependent jobs account for 30 to 35% of Grays Harbor and Pacific County's workforce.
Wow.
A Port of Grays Harbor study states approximately 2,300 jobs and $230 million annually come from just fishing activity in Westport. As everyone knows, Grays Harbor needs more jobs, but our members have concluded that the benefits from the terminals simply do not measure up to the risks that they bear.
Yeah.
The new jobs that are expected are not that many, yet the potential threat to existing jobs is huge.
Yes.
Grays Harbor is the fourth largest estuary in the nation.
Wow.
It is a major nursery area for Dungeness crab. It is an essential fishing habitat for many other species. According to the Department of Fish and Wildlife, Grays Harbor is an area that is particularly sensitive to the adverse effects of oil spills. If there were to be a spill, the volume of oil that's being considered would lead to a catastrophic loss of habitat, and the potentially affected area would be much larger than the Grays Harbor vicinity. Remember, the Exxon Valdez spilled 11 million gallons, and it damaged 1,300 miles of coastline. The Nestucca oil barge that was hauled off of Grays Harbor spilled only 231,000 gallons, and that spill killed 56,000 seabirds, and a sheen was seen from Oregon to the north tip of Vancouver Island. The tankers that will move through Grays Harbor will haul up to 15 million gallons.
Leaving the rally, I spoke with Zarna Joshi, an organizer with the Seattle-based grassroots environmental justice group, Women of Color Speak Out.
Here representing Women of Color Speak Out. And what we stand for is we stand for climate justice and we stand in solidarity with Indigenous peoples and the peoples of the Global South. So because this was a Quinault Nation-led action, and because the Quinault Nation was working with the Quaaludes and the Macaws and so many other tribes, and within the Coast Salish people's territory, we are in solidarity with them and we absolutely stand with them. And we stand here to say no more oil. We are going to stop the fossil fuel empire. We are going to dismantle it and we are going to build a future that our children deserve.
For more information on how you can join in the struggle to keep fossil fuels out of Grays Harbor, see the Quinault Indian Nation website or the website for the Friends of Grays Harbor. This coming week, the City of Aberdeen will be voting on a proposed ban on crude oil storage and handling for the City of Aberdeen. Also, on July 18th, the City of Vancouver at 7 p.m. will be holding a public hearing and likely a vote also on a proposed ban that would bar the crude oil storage, handling, and refining in the City of Vancouver. For more information on that upcoming hearing in Vancouver, see the website for the Columbia Riverkeeper. That's columbiariverkeeper.org. This has been Desiree Helgers for the Old Mole Variety Hour.